Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. It's Mother's Day this weekend, so this week I'm looking at three fascinating films about women in honor of mothers of the past, present, and future. Hi, Mom. Two of the movies are historical dramas set in the early 60s under the shadow of World War II. From Poland comes a drama about a young woman in a convent who discovers her past. From Argentina, a dramatic thriller about a 12-year-old girl who discovers secrets all around her. And from the UK comes a science fiction art film about a woman with a strange way of meeting men. Under the Skin, directed by Jonathan Glazer. Laura, played by Scarlett Johansson, is a beautiful young woman with black hair who lives in a rundown farmhouse. But she's not from there. She likes going for drives in her white van and the rolling hills and rocky roads of rural Scotland. She's on the lookout for fit young men who are single and live alone. Doesn't matter that she can't understand a word they say. She asks for directions and then offers them a lift to some unspecified place down the road, and to no one's surprise, they end up at her place for some impromptu casual sex. Simple, right? No! This is where it gets very weird, otherworldly, and surreal. Basically, after they both undress, she lures them across a shiny black floor. She walks on the surface, but the men gradually sink down into a black pool, their bodies and minds suspended in a silent limbo, not dead, but trapped somewhere. Who is she? What is she? Laura speaks like an alien or a robot or a psychopath. It's like she was handed an instruction booklet on how to talk like a real human being. Her face and body were borrowed from someone else. She's just a visitor there, and she doesn't seem motivated by evil. And she's not a cannibal or anything. She doesn't even eat, but her routine gradually goes astray. She gets corralled into a nightclub she hadn't planned on going to. She picks up an incredibly ugly man on the road. She loses her vehicle and is forced to take a bus. She meets another man who seems kind and cares for her. He doesn't just want a quick roll in the hay. And there's this suspicious, dangerous man in a jumpsuit she meets in the woods. Then there's the man on a motorcycle who follows her around. Is he cleaning up after her mistakes or is he trying to stop her? It's all very, very confusing. Under the Skin is one weird movie. I liked it a lot, but beware. This is an experimental art film, not a mainstream sci-fi pick. Modern and disturbing music, wonderful cinematography, and a baffling story. Ida, directed by Pavel Pawlikowski. Anna, played by Agata Terzabukowska, is a World War II orphan raised in a nunnery near Łódź. She wears a plain gray dress and covers her hair. She's quiet and obedient. Now 16, she's ready to take her vows as a nun, but the mother superior insists that she first meet her only known relatives, her aunt Wanda, played by Agata Kulesza. But why, she wonders, why does she have to meet her? So Wanda is a woman of the world. She wears lipstick, smokes cigarettes, listens to jazz, and she sleeps with younger men she picks up in bars. She's cold, cynical, and bitter. She used to be a high-ranked Communist Party prosecutor, but she lost her status, and she's also Jewish. And that means Anna is too. And Wanda tells her her real name is not Anna, it's Ida. Ida wants to see her parents' grave. Wanda laughs. Grave? What grave? It was a war. But they head out to the small town. The family living in her home denies Jews ever even lived there and has never heard of her parents, they say. Wanda delves deeper as Ida discovers her own hidden history. Her aunt warms towards her. She's like her dead sister, she says, with her red hair and three dimples when she smiles. Ida dips her toe into the real world, jazz, alcohol, cigarettes, men. Will she live in cosmopolitan urban Poland or in a cloistered life behind the convent walls? Ida is black and white and only 80 minutes long. It's subtle, compact, minimalist, and exquisite. The two Polish actresses are both fantastic, and their subtle contrasting personalities gradually meld. This is a perfect movie. The German Doctor, directed by Lucia Puenzo, based on her novel. 12-year-old Lilith, played by Florencia Bado, lives in a barren and dusty part of Argentine Patagonia with her two brothers. Tiny Lilith is 12, but looks younger, and she still plays with a doll given to her by her dad, played by Diego Peretti, a professional doll maker. Enzo makes handcrafted figures, each one different, unique. They're moving to Ushuaia, an area with a large German populace, to run a family hotel owned by her pregnant mom, played by Natalia Oreiro. Though Argentinian, mom went to a German school. She shows Lilith happily old school photos filled with swastika flags. Okay, the hotel is a beautiful, beautiful chateau in the woods overlooking a clear blue lake against stark, snow-covered mountains, positively alpine-looking. And their first guest is a kindly German man with a mustache, played by Alex Brendemühl. He's a doctor, but he works injecting cattle with growth hormones. Heredity is everything, he says, and he wants to create a perfect breed. So when Lilith is teased and bullied at school, the doctor offers experimental steroid injections to help her grow bigger. Lilith loves whatever's forbidden. She's entranced by the doctor, even though there's something wrong, something sinister about him. And he offers her dad, Enzo objects to the experiments, the chance to produce identical blonde, blue-eyed dolls on a massive scale. Only Nora, the mysterious school archivist, suspects he's the notorious Dr. Mengele, known for his cruel experiments in Auschwitz. So based on real-life characters, the German doctor is a tender but spooky and haunting coming-of-age story played out against an Argentina filled with clandestine war criminals. Under the Skin and Ida both open today in Toronto. Check your local listings. And The German Doctor is playing as part of Toronto's Jewish Film Festival this weekend, along with many other great movies to see. Go to tjff.com for more info. This is Daniel Garber with the movies each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.